Hello and welcome back to Everything Estates. This is the second in our series. I'm Gabby and today I'm going to be talking to Sally Cave, our estates manager, who is responsible for the health and safety trustwide and estates. Hi Sally.
Hi Gabby.
So I have got a few questions about health and safety. Obviously we all understand the importance of it. And I just wondered whether you could sort of give us a bit more clarity and give us a reason why it is so important.
Okie dokie. So health and safety gets a bad press. We have all heard the stories, but schools won't allow our children to play conkers, and local authorities have banned planting daffodils in communal gardens because children might dig them up and eat the bulbs. All load of stuff and nonsense,
right.
Created by the press to get everybody at it.
Yeah.
So since 1971, the rate of deaths following an accident at work has fallen by 3/4.
Right.
So that just goes to show overall why the health and safety executive is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
However, unfortunately, last year 138 people still lost their lives whilst at work. The most relevant of these deaths for us as an education academy was a school caretaker who fell from a ladder whilst cleaning a bike shed.
Right.
So not even particularly high.
No.
And unfortunately, falls from height continues to be the biggest cause of death throughout all industries, and that is why risk assessments are so important.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's absolutely crucial. So, totally. And with regards to health and safety, from the health and safety point of view, what is your number one priority?
So for me, separating our children from vehicles, not only our staff cars, but also parents that are parked right up outside the gate at our schools.
Yeah.
And this is a problem across not just our Academy Trust, it's a problem across all the schools. Interestingly, I did a bit of research before we I started this podcast. I knew I was coming on today. Mm. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents say that children under the age of 8 are not able to accurately judge the speed of vehicles.
Mm.
And just as interestingly, they're not able to judge the safe gaps in traffic or parked cars.
Yeah.
So as our children are leaving our school sites or even in our own car parks, our little ones are not able to judge the speed.
Yeah.
Or whether they've got enough time to get across the road.
Yeah.
So the Green Cross Code, for those of us of a certain age, we'll remember, which is stop, look, listen, think, is as relevant today as it was when I was young.
Yeah.
And just shows how important it is that we teach our young children about road safety.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The other fact that I found out today is that the pedestrian casualty rate for boys is consistently higher than for girls across all age groups.
Right, I can understand that one.
Absolutely, something that those of us boys will understand all too well.
Yeah.
And there is a greater risk taking amongst 15-year-olds. 15 seems to be the age where our young people start to take greater risks.
Yeah.
And as we know, all teenagers test the boundaries and overestimate their abilities and are influenced by their peers.
Yeah, yeah, okay, right. And so, and then trustwide, how do you feel? I mean, is it something that concerns you with our schools? Is it something that you kind of are seeing as a, is it keeping you awake at night? Is that something that you'd like to implement change in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, some of our schools were built in the 50s, some of them were built when there was horse and carts.
Yeah.
And therefore they were never designed, the infrastructure is simply not there for the amount of cars that we have on the road.
There's so many cars
today.
Now, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think some of our schools have introduced some periods of time in the morning and the afternoon where the vehicles are not allowed to move.
Right, that's good.
Yeah, and therefore we've eliminated the risk during that time that the vehicles can't move, they can't be hit, a child can't be hit by a vehicle.
Mm.
But I think there's still quite a long way to go.
Right.
In some of our schools to ensure we do everything we possibly can to keep the children safe.
That's great. Okay, yeah. Thank you. And Obviously, it's that time of year now. We're getting it's cold and crispy and lovely wintry days. And we'll all be starting to fire up our log burners and our coal fires, if we're lucky enough to have one. So can you give us some... Can you talk a little bit to us about fire safety and about how we can stay safe in our homes now that we're spending more time indoors?
Sure. So obvious things like ensuring candles and cigarettes are extinguished. Mm-hmm. When you have your candles and they're lit in the room, don't leave them unattended and make sure that they are as far away from any other item as possible.
Yeah.
So make sure that they're off when you go to bed. If you're buying children's toys, electrical goods, Christmas tree lights, for example, mm-hmm. just check there is a CE mark on the label.
Right, okay.
CE stands for Conform with Europe, okay. And I know we're not in Europe anymore, but we do still follow their safety.
Yeah.
And it means these items are unlikely to fail.
Right.
Totally accept that money is tight for everybody and you can go to a market stall and buy something, but they are not tested and they are not safe.
Okay, right, yeah.
So always ensure that you've got a CE mark. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky enough, as you say, to have a wood-burning stove or an open fire, make sure that your chimney is swept regularly mm-hmm. and that you are using well-seasoned hardwood.
Okay.
If you buy wood that's not been seasoned properly, the resulting tar from the wood can go up into the chimney and that's what can easily catch fire.
Right, okay.
So make sure that you're buying the correct wood, correctly seasoned wood. As an aside, if you do have a chimney fire, even if the fire is out, you are obliged to call the fire brigade for them to come and check it.
Okay,
right. People may not realise that.
No, I didn't know that at all. I didn't know that at all. Right, okay, yeah.
And then lastly, close all the doors when you go to bed.
Yeah.
Even a normal domestic door would give you 5 to 10 minutes of protection from a fire.
Okay.
Well, enough time to get out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
enough time to get out.
Yeah. That is really important to know, actually.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So the fire in an average-sized lounge can reach over 400 degrees within 5 minutes of starting.
Gosh.
Just to give you an idea of how hot that is, the maximum your oven goes to is 240 degrees.
Yeah, and that's hot, isn't it?
It is really hot. And I think it's well worth teaching children about what to do should the smoke detector go off.
Yeah.
Having procedures in place and practicing those procedures.
Okay.
I did it with my children.
Yeah.
They're now both grown up, the children of their own, and they still take the mick out of me.
Yeah.
However, they can still repeat verbatim what to do if a smoke alarm goes off.
Well, there we go. Yeah. And that actually sounds really, like, really good fun. It's something like a good fun to do with your kids at home.
Yeah.
You know, sort of just do a little fire drill.
Absolutely, a little fire drill, and we used to practice this. Pull on their bellies to get to get down because smoke rises, so you need to be as low as you possibly can.
Have to
do all of those things. So yeah, very very important.
Bit of role play. Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah. Okay, that's great. Thanks very much, Sally. All really useful tips, and I am definitely going to try. And although mine are a bit old now, I don't think they'd find it so much fun doing a fire drill, but I do like the idea of it. How are you going to be spending Christmas?
So Christmas for me is at home with my parents and my own family and my granddaughter, who will be 2, coming up for 2. So this will be the first Christmas, obviously, that she can really understand everything.
Yeah.
And she'll love the wrapping paper.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It will be absolute wonderful, messy chaos. But I'm very much looking forward to it.
Oh, gorgeous, yeah. So it's just lovely having, really tiny toddlers for Christmas. I just love it, yeah. Yeah, so that's wonderful. Thank you very much for coming on. I'm not going to let you get away with one last thing.
No, I thought it got away with it.
Last time you asked Ray whether there was something that he could tell us that we didn't know about him. And so I'm going to return the favour for Ray, and I'm going to ask you, is there anything about you that we don't know that you can tell us?
Okay, so... For those of a certain age, you'll remember that there was a programme called Top of the Pops.
Oh, yeah.
And for my 13th birthday, I went and I was in the audience. I'm on the telly somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had dinner in the BBC canteen and I went to the BBC bar afterwards.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
All of
the 13th birthday. Now, that's not many people get that for their 13th.
They don't.
I think I went to Wimpy for mine. But, yeah, that sounds brilliant. So what did you... So who did you see? Who did you come across?
Yeah, Duran Duran were number one.
Oh, I still love Duran Duran.
Yeah, Duran Duran were number one. Big Country,
yeah,
David Grant,
yeah,
Joe Boxes,
brilliant,
Altered Images.
Oh, yeah. Altered Images, Claire Grogan, and that she Claire did that Grogan. Film as well, didn't she? Gregory's Girl. Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was
when
brilliant.
You were 13.
So
how did you get to do that?
My dad. My dad knew somebody who knew somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go, you see.
It's all about networking.
It is indeed, in that industry. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Sally. It's really, really lovely to speak to you.
You're welcome.
Next time, we've got Richard Pilbeam coming on from Guildford County, and he's going to be coming along and chatting about his role. So we look forward to that. And in the meantime, hope you all have a happy Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.